Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Matt Maiocco joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, good morning. The news out of Santa Clara over the weekend when Tremaine Brock, starting cornerback, was arrested and charged with a domestic violence incident. John Lynch wasted no time sending a message. So is it safe to assume that character is going to play a big role in this roster construction?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've talked to John Lynch about this during the offseason, and he knows that, you know, you're not going to create a roster, a 53-man roster, or, you know, in the offseason, a 90-man roster solely with choir boys. But, you know, especially early on, I think that what they've tried to do is they've talked a lot about changing the culture of the 49ers, and they had to send a message that this stuff isn't going to fly. And, you know, there, in some cases, there aren't going to be second chances. And I just want to say that, you know, just a few weeks ago, I'd been hearing that, you know, Tremaine Brock was one of the guys that they were talking about as far as a contract extension. You know, he's not a bad player. You know, he's I think he's a guy who can be a cornerback on a winning team. And he's basically the only real experience they have at that position. He's still relatively young. You know, other than Rashard Robinson, who started 8 games last year, the cornerback on the team who started the next most is Dante Johnson, a guy who really hasn't done a whole lot in 3 seasons, but he started 6 games, mostly due to injuries. So now, one of the goals of this team was to have every position filled before the draft, and then you go into the draft and you just improve on what you already have. Now I think the 49ers have to look at it like, you know, they have to fill a spot in the draft. You know, they have Will Redmond, who didn't play last year. I mentioned Dante Johnson, Rashard Robinson, Keith Reeser. But I'm not sure that you can look at what their roster right now and declare with any certainty that they have an NFL caliber, two NFL caliber starting cornerbacks on the roster. So it kind of puts them in a difficult position just a few weeks out from the draft.
Matt, what kind of message does this send through the locker room throughout? Does it permeate throughout the locker room that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town and this is the way we're doing business? How much was that message sent by John Lynch, by this move? And does it go to show you that, hey, John is the shot caller?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I think what it definitely says that, you know, they had been lax. You know, it took, you know, Ray McDonald multiple run-ins. It took Alden Smith multiple run-ins before the 49ers, the old 49ers, took a stand there. You know, Bruce Miller's, you know, the incident last year with him was just so egregious that, you know, they had no choice. And, you know, it does open up some questions about due process and, you know, finding out what really happened. I mean, from the time that Robert Hondo over at NBC Bay Area reported that Tremaine Brock had been arrested and was still in custody, it took less than 4 hours for the 49ers to respond with Tremaine Brock has been released. So yeah, I'm not sure what kind of due diligence and investigative work they did there, but I think the message is clear that, you know, they're not saying, hey, he's guilty of a crime. But at the very least, I think what you're seeing is they're saying, hey, he's guilty of putting himself in a position that he shouldn't have put himself in, especially with the opening of the offseason program just right around the corner. You know, you want guys who are totally committed to football and who aren't going to do anything off the field that's going to impact their profession. And especially when, you know, your earnings window as an NFL player is so tight so narrow, unless you're Lorenzo Neal and you just play forever. think about this. I mean, just stay out of trouble. Just focus on being a football player, especially, you know, when you're so close to really starting kicking up the program. And a guy like Tremaine Brock, a guy who's been around in the NFL, you know, who has some experience, you know, the team, I'm sure, was looking to him to be a guy who could really help mold these group of young cornerbacks. So, you know, you're probably holding a guy like that to a higher standard. And if he's a guy that, you know, people kind of gravitate toward among the cornerbacks in the corner of that locker room, and he's not doing his bit, and now he becomes, you know, a negative instead of the positive that they expected him to be or wanted him to be, then you show him the door and you move on. Because, you know, these guys aren't necessarily building toward this season. You know, yeah, they want to win games. You know, Kyle Shanahan wants to win as many games as he can this year. John Lynch doesn't want his first year as a general manager to go down as a 2-14 season. But they're also realistic that, you know, 2017, there are going to be some rough patches. And, you know, they're trying to build this thing up so that, you know, 2017 is better than it was in 2016 before the most of this group arrived. But also building toward 2018, you know, when they have, you know, theoretically their franchise quarterback, and then 2019 when that franchise quarterback could be in his second season and the roster is better and there's more talent around. So, you know, you're not just building for the next few months. You're building something that you want to stick and will be successful in the long term.
Matt, is it safe to say then that they won't be interested in drafting Oklahoma's Joe Mixon, who obviously had the very violent incident in his past?
Yeah, I would assume not, but...
You don't know that definitively? They haven't said
Matt? I don't know that, but okay. You know, maybe I'll have an answer here in the next couple of days for you on that. But you know, I think you do have to look at every situation individually. I do know that Joe Mixon will not be at the 49ers local pro day tomorrow, or when is it, the 12th, so I guess that'd be Wednesday. Whatever that means, I'm sure they've done the homework on him, and I'm sure that they've done the homework on hundreds of draft-eligible guys. Some probably have some checkered backgrounds that they're keeping on their draft board or their priority free agent board. And others with checkered backgrounds, I'm sure they've dismissed out of hand. I would think that they would have to think long and hard, and I would be surprised if he was on the draft board, just because of the message that it sends and how public that incident was and the aftermath of it. So it would surprise me if he were, but I can't say definitively that he's not.
49er Insider from NBC Sports Bay Area, Matt Maiocco with Joe Lowandibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.